Edmonton. The families of two Edmonton police officers fatally shot earlier this month have issued statements thanking the public for their support. The statements from the families of Const. Brett Ryan and Const. Travis Jordan, released through the Edmonton Police Service, came on the eve of a regimental funeral for the officers Monday at Rogers Place Arena. The Ryan family statement notes the father-to-be's absence as profound, and it thanks the public for its selflessness expressed through thoughtful words, blue ribbons, touching tributes, acts of kindness, and much more. The Jordan family, meanwhile, says, the incredible outpouring of support it continues to receive in Edmonton and across the country has not gone unnoticed and is deeply appreciated. Both statements thank people for respecting their privacy. Police say the officers were responding to a family dispute at an apartment complex March 16 when they were gunned down by a 16-year-old boy who then killed himself after injuring his mother during a struggle for the gun. Brett was a husband, a son, a brother, an uncle, and a father-to-be. He was a multi-talented individual, dedicated friend, respected colleague, active community member and volunteer, and compassionate first responder whose calling was to help those in need. The statement from the Ryan family said, "We have had the incredible experience of witnessing the extraordinary support a city can provide a family in their most significant time of need." The Jordan family statement also noted the slain officer's East Coast roots. His family roots in Nova Scotia have deep ties to the province filled with friends, family and loved ones. We want to extend our thanks for their continued love and support and pay homage to them for the profound effect they had on his life, their statement said. We are beyond words as we continue to grieve this unspeakable loss. Edmonton police said last week there's still no apparent motive for the shooting, but they have released that the shooter was apprehended in November under the Mental Health Act and was taken to hospital for assessment. They've said the gun recovered at the scene has also been linked to a shooting at a nearby pizza restaurant a few days earlier. Last week, family members and colleagues of the fallen officers embraced and wiped away tears as hearses took the bodies of the officers from a medical examiner's office to an Edmonton funeral home. Dozens of police cruisers and emergency vehicles line the route, as well as civilians, some wearing blue ribbons and scarves. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 26, 2023. The Canadian Press.